Hello, listeners, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Master English with Tim, the podcast where you can learn English in depth and detail. I'm Tim, native speaker English teacher from the United States, world traveler, polyglot, and author of several resources for learning English. One thing that I like to do on my podcast is to change things up every once in a while and surprise my listeners. Normally, I talk about topics that seem kind of serious, like how words have lots of meanings that you don't know about, or how questions are formed the same way in every verb tense, and how this can help you save time when you want to learn another verb tense, and so on. But I also do like to talk about less serious stuff sometimes, and that's what I'm doing this time. I'm doing that because it's fun, and because it's motivating. So this week's episode is dedicated to 11 fun phrasal verbs. Remember that phrasal verbs help you to sound more native, more natural, and more relaxed than you do if you don't use them. Also, please remember that you can find on my personal website, connected with this episode, which I'll provide a link to, you can find a PDF which provides some quick and fun exercises to help you remember these phrasal verbs so that you can use them when you want to in real life. So let's get on to the first phrasal verb. When you speak up, you speak louder so that other people can hear you. Here's an example with context. So you are finishing making a business presentation in front of a group of people who are sitting at a long table. Just imagine that scene. You ask your listeners if they have any questions, and someone at the very end of the table starts speaking too quietly for you to hear. Here's what you say to that person. I can't hear what all of you are saying. Could you speak up, please? Now, another meaning of speak up is quite similar. It's to express a wish that you have after you were silent about that wish or saying nothing. Here's an example with context. So imagine, you're sitting on a bus that's traveling from London to Edinburgh, and the driver tells everyone that they can make one more stop to go to the bathroom. Here's what he says. We can make one more stop for people to go to the bathroom. If anybody wants to go, please speak up. So those are small differences between the two meanings. One, again, is about speaking louder. The other is about beginning to speak to express a wish. You might have also noticed that both examples were commands or sentences where we tell someone what to do. And in fact, we generally use speak up as a command. The next phrasal verb we have is figure out. If you figure something out, you understand that thing after thinking about it and analyzing it. This comes from mathematics. So a figure is another word for a number. So if you figure something out, you use analysis to understand it. Here are some examples. 1. My math homework was really difficult, so I asked my brother to help me, and together we figured out all of the solutions. 2. Smartphones figure out for us the fastest way to go someplace. 3. Before everyone had smartphones, we all had to either carry maps, ask people, or just figure out how to get to places ourselves. 4. My girlfriend is really super organized. She always figures out how much money our vacations will cost before we go. Again, there's a little bit of mathematics there. 5. The soup I made is really good, and it will be perfect after I figure out how much salt to put in it. 6. Archaeologists can figure out more or less how old an object is by seeing how deep underground it was. That was the last one. So far, you've seen that we figure out things like distances or prices. But we can also figure out, or in many cases, not figure out, other people. When you figure a person out, that means that you understand the person's motivations and why they react to things the way they do. If you have figured someone out, that means they don't surprise or confuse you with their actions. Here's an example. You know, I've known Pat for years, but I just can't figure him out. I guess we're just very different from each other. Next phrasal verb, which is come across. If you come across something, you discover something interesting that you are not looking for. 1. I like going to used bookstores more than new bookstores because I almost always come across several interesting old books. 2. When I was searching for plane tickets, I came across some really low prices for bus tours. 3rd and last, this is a little bit of a longer example and a little bit more complicated, but interesting. In the year 1900, true story, in the year 1900, a Greek sea captain and his men were investigating a boat that had sunk many, many hundreds of years before. While they were searching in the sea through the sunken boat and the objects on board, they came across a strange object that looked like a clock. Later investigations suggested that the clock was not hundreds but thousands of years old, which means that the Greeks had clocks hundreds of years before we thought clocks were invented. Next verb. If you make up for something, you balance or compensate something that you did not do before or that you did badly before. One. So three examples. First one. Our school director canceled school on 11 different days because of snow, and now we have to make up for those days on weekends or during the summer. Two. Now this one has some context, so let me tell that context to you. So imagine that two people are driving together in their car from New York to Florida and want to get there more quickly. This is a pretty long drive. It's probably about 10 hours, and you want to complete it in a single day. So here's what the one person says. I know we spent more time eating lunch than we wanted to, but I don't think that driving faster to make up for lost time is a good idea. Third and last, with many students, hard work more than makes up for not being the smartest kid in the class. Next verb. When you get along, you do well in a particular situation or get a decent or good result. Two examples. One. How is Lorena getting along in her new job? Answer. Oh, she's doing great. She really likes her colleagues and likes the work itself more than what she was doing before. Response to that. Oh, that's great. It sounds like she's getting along really well. Second and last example, you remember you started dance lessons last month. How are you getting along? Answer, oh, I'm getting along okay. The teacher started with some really simple dances even beginners could do, and now we're moving on to more interesting stuff. Now, slight variation on this. When you get along with someone, you have a good relationship with that person and don't fight or argue with each other. You have a peaceful relationship. One, we have four kids, and they get along with each other great. They never fight or get angry at each other. Two, it's nice to work in an organization that has the same values as me and where I get along with everyone in the office. Third and last, we have a cat and a dog in our house, and surprisingly enough, they get along well with each other. Next verb, when something steps up, it gets faster or bigger or stronger. Five examples. One, my attention always steps up after I drink my first cup of coffee in the morning. Two, business has really stepped up since the end of the pandemic and profits have increased a lot. Three, the party always steps up when my friend Jason arrives. He's so sociable and such a good dancer. Four, I like watching documentaries about history, but my interest steps up especially when the lecturer starts to talk about specific people and their stories. Five, orders have stepped up since our biggest competitor closed its doors. Next example, when you look up to someone, you think that that person is a good person and you want to be similar to them. Another word for this is admire. Three examples. One, when I was a kid, I looked up to my older brother because he was good at science and math, and I looked up to my older sister because she was very independent. Two, kids need to have good people that they can look up to and try to be like. Three. And last, a lot of countries look up to the European Union because of its fair social system and strong economy. Actually, if you think about the individual words in this phrasal verb, look up to someone, they really make sense. Imagine a small kid who's looking up to or at their big brother or sister who's much taller than them, and I think you'll understand quite well. Next phrasal verb. When you rake in money, you earn a lot of it. I talked about the phrasal verb rake it in episode 31, which focused specifically on 10 phrasal verbs. Now, you might remember from that episode, if you listened to it, that a rake is a kind of tool or instrument that you use to collect leaves that have fallen from trees. A rake consists of a big stick and a row or line of long, thin teeth that scratch the ground to pull the leaves together. You can also see smaller rakes in a very different place than your front or backyard. You can find rakes in casinos. So when someone wins money in a casino, they rake in the plastic chips or little discs that represent their money. So when we say that someone is raking it in, we mean they're earning a lot of money. Three examples. One, James got training as a data scientist and now he's really raking in some serious bucks. Two, data scientists, doctors, lawyers, and oil executives really rake it in every month. 3. My brother quit his job and started buying and then renting apartments, and now he really rakes it in compared to his old job. Next verb. When you run into someone, you meet that person unexpectedly, especially in a place where you would not expect to see them. 4 examples. 1. I ran into your sister at the art museum yesterday. Response: Oh, that's great. She really likes to visit there at least once a month. 2. I guess I'm a very lucky person. I never run into any of my ex-girlfriends. 3. When Mary Bell was on vacation, she ran into the famous actor Michael Douglas on the beach and asked to take a picture with him. 4. I ran into an old classmate at Starbucks last week. We exchanged phone numbers and agreed to meet for coffee again soon. Next phrasal verb. When you hang out, you spend time in a particular place, possibly socializing with other people or possibly doing nothing. The past tense of hang out is hung out. This is an irregular verb. 5 examples. 1. Kids hang out in that park and play basketball. 2. What did you do on the weekend? Response: I hung out with friends and watched a movie. 3. What do you want to do on Saturday? Response: Not much, honestly. I'm pretty tired. Let's just go to the park and hang out. It's going to be sunny. 4. One reason Starbucks became so successful is that they made it not just a place to buy and drink coffee, but also a place with comfortable seats, so it's nice to hang out there. 5. It was fun hanging out with you. Let's meet again soon. Now, let's move on to the last phrasal verb of today's lesson, which is also a fixed expression. The expression I'm talking about is mix it up. If you mix it up, you change your routine and instead do something new and unusual. 3 examples. 1. We always go to the same burger restaurant every Friday night. Why don't we mix it up and go someplace new, like the Vietnamese restaurant on Main Street? 2. My wife is a great cook. She's always mixing it up and cooking something new. 3. Life is no fun if you do the same thing every day. You've got to mix it up a little every once in a while. So that's all for this week, and next week I will talk about probably small talk. I'm kind of debating about what to do next week, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do an episode about small talk, which is related to sounding more fluent and positive and interesting and keeping conversations going. So that's something for you to look forward to. That's another positive phrasal verb for next week, and so I will see you all next Monday. Thanks for listening.